We are back on Rise Up Weekly. Joining me now is Falcons cheerleader, Kara. Kara, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Now, one thing that was fascinating was just your journey of how you became a cheerleader. This is your first year with the Falcons cheer squad. Tell us about that process of actually what you had to go through to become one.
Well, at the time, I think I told you before, I was living in Texas. And moving back to Atlanta, my husband's opening a restaurant. So my goal was to make Falcons. And so I was determined. So every other week, we would travel with my family on the weekends, stay in a hotel, and take dance classes. And then throughout the journey, I then met some other cheerleaders and kind of just networked. And then the tryouts came along, and I tried out, made finals, which was really super exciting. And then when they called the team of 36 ladies, I was really honored to be a part of that.
This is unique for you being a cheerleader because?
Yes, I am the only mom on the team. So I guess that's unique. It's definitely a different ball game because it's not always about you. It's about your two children. So I'm a 4-year-old, Caroline, and a 1-year-old, Claire, and then, of course, my husband. So
you mentioned roller skating, and you must be the coolest mom ever because you were a professional roller skater.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I went and got into skating when I was about 8 years old, and we noticed that they were doing similar things in ice skating, like jumps and spins and different things like that, what they call freestyle. And so my mom put us in that, me and my brother both, actually. And we just started competing. It was just a natural gift, and it was awesome.
I hope to see you skating on the sidelines someday. If they let you do that, that'd be awesome. Now, skating was huge in the 80s, and I know you have an affinity for the 80s culture, specifically the music. So I wanted to play a little game with you. We play Generation Gap from time to time. We're going to take the 80s generation, and we're going to quiz you.
Okay.
You said that you are quite astute at guessing at the music of the 80s. So I'm going to show a group from the 80s or a band, and you have to tell us who it is.
Okay?
You're going to have 5 seconds to guess, so you just shout it out there. Here's our first group. Tell us who this band is from the 80s.
Oof.
I mean, Super's a big hair and everything.
Poison.
It's a good guess.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. Jump.
Oh, is it Van Halen?
There you go, Van
perfect.
Halen. All right. That's a little warm-up. We'll give you that one. Now, here's the go. This is one of my
favorites. Gosh, Salt and Pepper.
Turn that one around. You remember Salt and Pepper. Push it real good. Man, you're rolling now. 2 for 2. Let me go. We have time for one more here.
Okay.
Let's do, here's a good one. Tell us who this is.
Oh, no.
This is an
Tom
early
Petty, the Heartbreakers.
The girl is good. I tell you what, you said you were good, and you are 3 for 3. Now, listen, we want to thank you so much for joining us because we only ever get to see you guys out on the sidelines, but now we got to know a little bit about you, your family, your journey. So happy to be here. You can check her out at Kara Cakes on Instagram and at AFC_Kara on Twitter. So thanks for joining us. Now, if only William Moore and Dwight Lowry were as good at catchphrase as you are at the 80s music, they might have been able to beat my partner, Nicky Noto, and I. They gave it all that they could. They gave us a gallant effort, but you're going to have to check it out to see what happens. I'm Coy Wire, and I'm here with my teammate, Nicky Noto, and we're going to test our skills against Mr. Dwight Lowry and C4, William Moore, in a game we call Catchphrase. Noto, tell us how it works.
All right, Coy, we're going to start the game simply by pressing the start button on the buzzer, and we'll see a clue. And we have to get our teammate to guess that clue as quickly as possible, and then we're going to hand the buzzer off. Now, all of your answers can be physical. You can say anything, you can do anything, but you can't say any word that's actually in the clue. Now, Willie Moe, we know you can rhyme, but there is no rhyming in this game, okay? You understand that? No cheating.
Gotcha.
All right, so when the buzzer goes off, if it's still in your hand, your team loses. All right?
All right,
so let's do this.
First team to win 2 rounds wins the game.
You ready?
Let's do this. I'm ready.
Come on, baby. They come to your house when there's a really bad thing going on, when it has to do with a lighter, something that gets lit.
Fire department.
Oh, you almost got it.
Firefighter.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Come on, Noto.
So, August, kids are about to go
to school.
But they're going not forward.
Back to school. Back to school.
Yep.
Bam.
When somebody smelled up the place, they
fart.
Poop. Ketchup.
Mustard.
And you do...
You cut get, the mustard, cut your cheese.
Woo! Hey, go. So if you go to see someone, you are going, you're going to their house
their
and
house.
Hang out. You are
I don't know, Corey,
going to them.
Dinner,
you're going
hands.
To them. You are
meeting them.
Dang. All right. On the laptop, it is your
keyboard.
Oh, God. Okay. These were big back in the day. They have pockets on the side.
Cargo you
wear
pants.
Them. Yeah, bam.
Oh, my Lord. All right, you need this when you, well, you don't necessarily need it, but you when you go, what's the place?
Oxygen.
Come on, baby. Target. Yeah, you got to roll it. You roll it around.
Shopping cart. Shopping cart, shopping buggy. When you roll it.
It is a cart, but it's a
go-kart.
No. It's at the store. You have a cart. It's
shopping cart. Grocery cart.
Yes.
No! Okay. Not ketchup, but...
Mustard.
Okay, what type of mustard?
Condiment. No, honey mustard.
Going.
Dijon
keep
mustard.
Going. Yes!
Oh, I'm finna get y'all.
All right, here we go.
Oh, fix your car. Who the person that fixed your car?
Me.
Mechanic.
What?
Car mechanic.
There you go.
So she did. This is a type of condiment, but it's in a bowl, and you put a cracker into it, and then you eat it. It's what's in
a
there.
Dip.
Yeah, what kind
it's
of dip? Okay, it's made
cheese
from
dip.
A cow. Boom.
Come on, baby. Come on, boy. I got you.
You take medicine for it when you're sick.
Flu.
No.
Cold. Sinus. When you're sick.
What are you after practice?
Sore.
Yeah. Okay, so no. Come on.
Hurt.
Sore back, sore throat.
It went off.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
No, hold on now.
Well, there you have it. Another edition of Catchphrase. This time, we were the victors. Dwight,
right.
Willie, you
sorry,
did a great job.
Sorry,
maybe
sorry.
Next time.
Willie Mo even tried to cheat. He even tried to cheat. Can you believe that? He said car when he was trying to say car mechanic. You can't do that, Willie. Hey, don't go away. We have plenty more to come on Falcons Rise Up Weekly. Next, Rashawn's going to give us a look at what the Falcons are doing out in the community.